hour today. This is good with Joe because it's late. We'll go into some overdrive for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. And the folks listening on the audio streams won't be on the AM and FM, but you should be here any minute. Joe Rogan, host of the highly successful Fear Factor News Radio, The Man Show, HBO specials, top comedian, and known as a conspiracy theorist by the media. It means he questions the establishment. That is coming up. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Richard in North Carolina. You're on the air, Richard.
Hey, what's up? I was actually curious if you had seen Al Gore, who came on Comedy Central yesterday on the Colbert Report and The Daily Show promoting his Your Choice climate bullcrap global warming book.
And, no, I didn't see it, but I know he's got a new movie coming out saying it's a religion. It's a made-up. He admits it's a religion. We've always said it's a religion. It is a religion.
He's just coming on there and he's smiling and he's going with their little skits and he's winning the hearts of these, you know, very weak-minded.
Just
public.
Like he sold NAFTA and GATT. And boy, wasn't NAFTA and GATT great?
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. But other than that, I was actually going to get a credit card yesterday. I know it's bad. But I was going to just buy as many copies of DVDs so I could put it out there and really help fight this info war where I'm at and everywhere else. And I was told by federal law, this, you have to know this. And I asked the lady on the Bank of America, I said, what is the federal law? She said, the Patriot Act. So I hung up.
Yes, the Patriot Act compliance gets rid of the Fourth Amendment, surveils everything. It's horrible.
It is horrible. I just want to say, man, I'm a big fan. I really look up to you. And Joe Rogan, you guys are like my two idols. So just thank you for the time.
Thank you. Joe is a character. He's been here before, but they're lost. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Texas. David, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I've talked to you before. Look, I work in finance, and I'll tell you, the people in our industry know very, very little about economics and sometimes even investments. And, you know, I happen to know a lot of these guys that are chief investment officers up at the major firms that people know, you know, PIMCO, BlackRock, Legg Mason, I can go on and on. But they give a lot of speeches and conferences and the stuff they put out to the media. But, you know, if you have a relationship with these guys and if they know that you know what they know, if you get what I mean, if they know that you understand the same level of understanding they have, they're a little more open, I found, because since I talked to you, I don't know, a month ago, I try to be a lot more poignant with my questioning to these guys now that they understand and know a little bit more. And they're all in agreement that some major the themes that get talked about on your show are coming down economically anyway. They all are in agreement that either slow and over time or potentially quicker that the dollar will fall against all other currencies. No question. They know that's going to happen.
Yeah, that decision has been openly announced.
Yeah, yeah. So they, you know, and it's not that they, it's just not their mainstream view that they give out. But again, if they know that you understand the stuff they know, then they're a little more open if you're friendly with them. So anyway, point number one. Number two, inflation will go up, or at least the prices of stuff will go up. Inflation's already happening because that's monetary base expansion, which clearly has been happening. Stocks will go up probably over time, but it's going to be negated by the inflation. And I bring it back to the simple point of, you know, back in 2000 when the Dow was around 10,000 and gold was 250, you know, look at where it is now. That ratio was it cost 40 ounces of gold to buy the Dow then. And now with gold over 1,000, now it costs like 9 ounces of gold. And probably, depending on who you listen to, that relationship will slowly go down 5-to-1 and maybe to 2-to-1. So does that mean that the Dow is at 20,000 and gold is at 10,000? You know, that relationship is probably going to exist. Stock market can still go up, but again, it's the purchasing power that makes sense, or the purchasing power that matters. But the other part, the last part is that, you know, most of these guys and firms and people in business, you know, they're selling to their book, meaning that they're trying to sell you on what they sell or what they recommend. You got to listen. You got to, you know, understand who you're
listening. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes, your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
And what are we doing instead? At Copenhagen, this December, weeks away, a treaty will be signed. Your president will sign it. Most of the third world countries will sign it because they think they're going to get money out of it. Most of the left-wing regimes around the world, like the European Union, will rubber stamp it. Virtually nobody won't sign it. I have read that treaty. And what it says is this: that a world government is going to be created. The word government actually appears as the first of three purposes of the new entity. The second purpose is the transfer of wealth from the countries of the West to third world countries in satisfaction of what is called coyly a climate debt, because we've been burning CO2 and they haven't, and we've been screwing up the climate. We haven't been screwing up the climate, but that's the line. And the third purpose of this new entity, this government, is enforcement. How many of you think that the word election or democracy or vote or ballot occurs anywhere in the 200 pages of that treaty? Quite right, it doesn't appear once. So at last, the communists who piled out of the Berlin Wall and into the environmental movement and took over Greenpeace so that my friends who founded it left within a year because they'd captured it. Now the apotheosis is at hand. They are about to impose a communist world government on the world. You have a president who has very strong sympathies with that point of view. He's going to sign. He'll sign anything. He's a Nobel Peace Laureate. Of course he'll sign it. And the trouble is this. If that treaty is signed, your constitution says that it takes precedence over your constitution. And you can't resile from that treaty unless you get the agreement of all the other states' parties. And because you'll be the biggest paying country, they're not going to let you out. So, thank you, America. You were the beacon of freedom for the world. It is a privilege merely to stand on this soil of freedom while it is still free. But in the next few weeks, unless you stop it, your president will sign your freedom, your democracy, and your prosperity away forever. And neither you nor any subsequent government you may elect will have any power whatsoever to take it back again. That is how serious it is. I have read the treaty. I've seen this stuff about government and climate debt and enforcement. They are going to do this to you, whether you like it or no. But I think it is here, here in your great nation, which I so love and I so admire. It is here that perhaps at this 11th hour, at the 59th minute and the 59th second, you will rise up and you will stop your president from signing that dreadful treaty. That purposeless treaty, for there is no problem with the climate, and even if there were, economically speaking, there's nothing we can do about it. So I end by saying to you the words that Winston Churchill addressed to your president in the darkest hour before the dawn of freedom in the Second World War. He quoted from your great poet Longfellow, "Sail on, O ship of state. Sail on, O Union, strong and great. Humanity, with all its fears, with all the hopes of future years, is hanging breathless on thy fate." Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, literally skidding into a landing. Joe Rogan, my good buddy, host of the UFC, host of NBC comedy series, Fear Factor. The list goes on and on. He needs no introduction. JoeRogan.net. Joe, good to have you here.
What's happening, brother?
Good to see you.
As you can see, what do I have here in front of me?
That's the documents. Ladies and gentlemen, he has the documents. He's here to fight the New World Order. We will not be denied one step closer to victory.
What's behind you, man? Is that the vortex?
That is the vortex.
Is that what the New World Order is going to force us to go through?
Maybe.
Maybe. Right? So tell me what you were telling me when we got here. That there's
they're openly announcing the end of the dollar. They're openly announcing world government. They're openly announcing carbon taxes. Taxes on everything you eat, on a dog, because they eat meat. Taxes on cars, taxes...
I saw something recently that said that if you have a dog, that it's more damaging to the environment than having an SUV.
Yes, yeah. That was the LA Times headline. Yeah, the carbon.
How is that?
They're going to tax all life. Carbon dioxide that plants breathe.
Is it because of the dog food? Like, it takes a lot of resources to make dog food? Is that what it is?
Yes.
What I was trying to say?
Yes.
Damn, going after dogs?
They're going after everybody, Joe.
That's rude. How can you go after dogs?
You know, you are a busy guy. You just did local 93.7 KLBJ this morning.
Yes, I did.
And you're in Austin for another one of your sold-out shows, or about to be sold out.
Yeah, at Cap City Comedy Club with young Ari Shaffir behind me. He has Jew gold, if anybody's looking for it. That's the theme of the day.
He is Jewish.
Oh, yeah, look at him. Look at that fella.
See what comes into the... First.
Look at that. What's that?
Okay. You're going to have the ADL write an article. They're going to claim you're a white supremacist in here.
No, he's a real Jew.
Oh, my God.
He's got the papers. Not the documents. New World Order will not win. So tell me about this.
Brian's Jewish, too.
Brian's not Jewish. He's German.
No, everybody's Jewish.
Oh, okay. We're Jewish. Forget it. I'm Jewish. I like Jewish people. So what is this collapse of the dollar? What do they announce? What do they say?
The G20's met. They decided to start phasing it out. Countries a month ago started shifting away from buying dollars to buying euros and other currencies. And this will lower our standard of living by probably 50% over the next 3 years if it goes through. And they say it's going through.
Wow.
That's why gold hasn't really gone up to $1,999.
What about Jew gold?
The dollar's gone down.
Is Jew gold worth more these days?
Joe, what is Jew gold? I'm always hearing about Jew gold.
You gotta ask a Jew. They get secret meetings. It's just like the CFR. They meet in private and they talk about their Jew gold, right?
Yeah. How do we raise the price? That's a lot.
Well, I'm into gold. Does that mean I'm in on the Jew gold conspiracy?
You may be. Seeing as how you fight the New World Order, they might make you an honorary Jew and you can get in there.
Oh man. Okay.
You gotta get tight. You gotta get tight with the Jews. It's very important. This point in our history, very important.
With Sacha Baron Cohen.
He's a Jew. Did you like Borat? Excellent film, right?
I haven't seen the new one.
Just say you like it.
Say I like it. I thought it was... No, I think some of it's funny.
He's hilarious. He's probably the funniest English guy of all time, right? Who's even close? I mean, there's been Monty Python. Those guys were great, but this guy takes it to...
Queen Elizabeth's funnier, no one makes but she's not trying to be Borat.
Yeah, exactly. No one makes me laugh more than that Borat guy.
All right, getting serious here for
a moment. Yes, getting serious. So they really are trying to phase out the dollar. Where's all this coming from? What news documents?
New York Times, Ban Ki-moon, head of the UN, says get ready for global government.
God, how could that be good?
I mean, Joe, how much of the stuff we talked about 12 years ago is now coming true?
Well, a lot. You know, it was really interesting when you and I first talked. We talked on September 11, 2001. We talked on that day, and you were telling me.
But we were friends before that.
Yeah,
we talked on air.
Yeah. We were friends for a couple of years by then. And we talked on the air the day of the September 11th attacks. Alex was going crazy. He was on the phone. Joe, this is a plot by the American government. They did this. They either allowed this to happen. They planned it in advance. They detonated those buildings. I have experts. You went crazy way before anybody, dude. Nobody is more of a 9/11 like pioneer than you.
Well, thank you, Joe. What do you think of 9/11 now, 8 years on?
Tower 7 disturbs me the most. I look at Towers 1 and 2 and I go, well, they got hit by planes, you know, and look at the fire and everything. Maybe it broke. Maybe everyone's being crazy. But that Tower 7 just went whoosh, just like a controlled demolition. And everybody's like, yeah, but it had holes in the building. And you see the hole in the building? Yes, I see the hole in the building. But wouldn't it fall towards that hole? Why is it falling like that? And if that was my building, I would sue. I almost swear.
But the CIA was in that building.
Yeah.
And we had the firemen and police saying, we've been told we're blowing it up. Get back.
And what other organizations? There's a bunch of other...
FBI, Defense Intelligence.
Yeah, there was a lot of documents in that building. In that building, rather. So that building bothers me a lot. I don't like...
Securities and Exchange Commission.
The way it fell just looks so fake. It was incredible. I mean, it looks exactly like a controlled...
No, they were on the news saying, we're going to bring it down for everyone's safety. We're going to blow it up. We have the video clips of BBC, CNN, CBS... And then after they said, we didn't say we were going to blow it up. We didn't say we'd blow it up.
I've seen those. I've seen.
We can play. In fact, give him a truth rising.
I would love. I've seen the Larry Silverstein guy say pull it, but that could have been he just.
Hey guys, Google Building 7. Police say get back. Gonna pull it.
You know, the first two buildings fell totally different. The first two buildings fell from where they got jacked. Like you could see, like. You know, right.
But there were blast squibs there too. Boom, boom, boom.
I don't know what that is. I'm not an expert. I have no information about that. I mean, just to take just devil's advocate, that could be just the pressure of the building collapsing, forcing all this air out and forcing all these windows to explode. That's just as possible. That doesn't make sense to me with Tower 7, though. The way Tower 7 fell, it just kinked in the middle and fell down free fall speed. Almost. I mean, everybody, like, they'll nitpick at you. Oh, it was one-tenth of a second slower than free fall.
No. NIST has had to go back now and admit it. Okay, there was free fall in the first 10 floors.
Well, even if it was just close to free fall, that's crazy. There was no resistance. It just gave up. Why wouldn't it, like, wiggle and collapse towards where it got jacked? It just seems like a controlled demolition. That bothers me.
Or maybe the building was taking DMT.
I don't think it would have done that if it was.
It's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
So I know the shows always sell out. Are they sold out yet?
I don't know.
Because I've gone to a lot of your shows, and there's always cars outside the parking lot.
There, if they know that the Alex Jones is going to be there, more people will show up.
Oh, yes. No, actually.
Well, you're the video of you going on stage during Stanhope's show, the beginning of Stanhope's show. That's a classic, you know. People who haven't seen it, a bunch of drunk people started heckling Alex. Alex went on to bring up Doug Stanhope, and it turned into a full blur, like, 30-minute, you know, conversation about the New World Order, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like that? It's pretty wild. It was fun stuff.
You seen it?
Why are they playing music?
We're going to break, Joe.
Okay. That's a little hint, huh?
Yeah.
It's like wrap it up, stupid.
People across the street saw Joe. We're out here in the middle of nowhere. They came running across to see him. You got fans everywhere.
Oh, well, that's nice. I like Austin.
It was like swooning women, like you were Elvis, throwing their
chicks,
throwing their clothes at you.
We saw one big fat one on a scooter.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Keep your eye on that building as we come down.
The building is about to blow up. Pull it back.
All right, guys. Sorry.
We are walking back. The building is about to blow up. Plane and three coming down.
Just in the last few seconds, another building, building number seven, one of the buildings in support of the World Trade Center towers, has collapsed.
Okay, guys. back that up to the first again, and there's literally scores of these clips. This is police saying, get back, they're bringing it down, it's coming down. And I heard that on CBS radio that day, but then we have the news clips where BBC reports it's fallen before it fell.
Yeah, I read about that.
Okay, let's go ahead and roll the clip again from the start for everybody, where the police are saying, get back. And then I've interviewed Craig Bartmer and other police officers who were there, and they said, they walked up to FEMA and said, what are you doing? And they said, countdown, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, run for your lives. It was a countdown on the radio to blow up 7. Let's go ahead and play it. Here it is. Okay, so that's three different police saying, keep your eye on it. The whole thing's about to come down. It's about to blow up. Get back. And then we went and found police officers that were there. We also have a Democracy Now! Show where they were live when it happened.
Okay, but isn't it possible, is it possible, that those cops were saying that the building's going to fall because it was about to collapse? Because it was just on fire?
No steel building had never collapsed from fire until that day.
That's true. Yeah.
No. And then we have Silverstein saying, we made the decision to pull it, gave the order, and watched it come down.
So you believe that the reason why they brought this down was whatever documents they had in there were very incriminating, and they had gotten away with a lot of different, you know, a lot of corruption, and that's why they brought that down, because it just makes everything else disappear.
Well, they picked a site where they could destroy a building and then cover up their evidence during another attack they were using as a pretext to launch wars.
So you firmly believe that the attacks on the Twin Towers were premeditated by the United States government in order to bring us into war?
I believe that 8 years ago on 9/11, that night you came on.
Yeah, you did. It's fascinating, really, when you think about it, because, you know, everyone, this is the main problem with conspiracy theories. The number one problem is that when you bring them up, you look foolish. So people don't even want to bring up the possibility that they exist. But when you look into U.S. history, you look into the Gulf of Tonkin, you look into the Northwoods document where they were planning fake terror attacks on American civilians in order to get us into a war with Cuba from 1962. When you look into that stuff and you realize that everything evolves, you know, science evolves, culture evolves, and, you know, corruption evolves too. The corruption that is that deep that could run the government, the corruption that can kill Kennedy, the corruption that can fake wars or fake attacks rather to bring us into war like they did with the Gulf of Tonkin and brought us into Vietnam, that doesn't go away. It gets bigger and stronger. As long as it isn't exposed, as long as some massive arrest didn't take place and hundreds and thousands of people were brought to justice and paraded out on television. No, I mean, the biggest corruption ever was Watergate. And what was that? He was spying on some other people. That's it. I mean, that's
nothing. And now we just expect the government to spy on us.
But if you compare that to what we know has taken place, just the Gulf of Tonkin, just that, the fake attack that brought us into the Vietnam War, just the idea that the Northwoods document was actually signed by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. They sat down and they said, yes, we agree. This idea of fake terror attacks on American civilians is a good idea. People are going to die for lies, for theater that they're going to create. They're going to create these, you know, the fake Cuban attacks. I mean, that's scary, scary stuff. And if no one was brought to justice, and they weren't, it's not like that stopped and everybody just got a conscience and met in the parking lot and all held hands and sang Kumbaya and decided, well, we're not going to be douchebags anymore. We're going to be nice the way we run the world. There's no way. That's not what happened. And, you know, people don't want to look at the possibility that our government is involved in some really scary, really shady stuff that involves the death of our own citizens for profit. People don't want to look at that, but it is possible.
You know, absolutely. It really is possible. And 30 years ago, even a decade ago, they called it a conspiracy theory to say the Gulf of Tonkin in 1964 was a conspiracy theory. Now it's been declassified. The LBJ tapes have been released. They did stage the whole thing. And 58,000 Americans died and over a million Vietnamese. So
the History Channel has said that the United States had advanced warning about Pearl Harbor and that they allowed it to happen to bring us into World War II. That was on the History Channel. Not that it means anything. Ari Shaffir, I think you need a microphone if you want to speak to the entire world.
Hey, we can hook another mic up.
Stoned-ass bitch forgot he was on the radio. How dare you? How dare you, Shaffir?
We need to get Homeland Security in here and arrest him.
I know. He's carrying illegal drugs in his system right now.
Did you hear?
Illegal nature.
Did you hear
what?
That Homeland Security put out a report? We got it and released it. We'll come back and talk about it after this break. where they admit that their main threat is conservatives, gun owners, libertarians, and veterans, and the whole police state grid.
Well, those are the people that are organized. You know, hippies will complain, but veterans,
stay there.
With frozen food out in
We're
the desert.
On the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend's Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend's Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend's Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Joe Rogan,
Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen,
an honor to be here.
We're going to do 20 minutes of overdrive since Joe was lost on the way over here. And plumes of smoke, like up in smoke.
No, we didn't smoke until we got here. But what? The traffic was, the navigation system was terrible. Wacky. It was some piece of crap that came with Avis. By the way, we got a badass Cadillac. Cadillac is making some cool cars, man. We got this little zippy Cadillac. It's really good. I like it.
You, every time I see you when you're out of town, you rent a Cadillac.
Yeah, I like Cadillacs.
Or a big truck.
Guinea in me. I'm three quarters Italian. So the Italian in me likes Cadillacs. It does. It does. I like shiny things. A little raccoon. So we were talking about before the break about how the government is worried about conservatives and gun owners. And, you know, and I think they should be. I think if the government really is corrupt, those are the ones you have to worry about. You don't have to worry about the hippies with the Subarus with the bumper stickers on. Those aren't the dangerous ones. The dangerous ones are the dudes who know the Constitution, the dudes who are living out in the desert with dried fruit in their basement, and, you know, and they got water, you know, they have a giant cistern in the backyard that can last them for 3 years. Those are the guys you have to worry about. Those are the guys they're going to organize.
But you're saying the criminals have to worry about
them.
Yeah,
the criminals, yeah.
But that's my point, is that all these years we knew the way they set it up, that Homeland Security was for the American people, then we got all these secret documents, and it has nothing to do with foreigners. It is for the American people.
You've got to be worried about people organizing, not because there's something evil about organizing, but because people are such lemmings. That's the real problem with, like, Waco, Texas and stuff like that. When you see some dude stocking up guns, you got to go, God damn it, what is that idiot doing? You know, you got to worry about that if you're the government or if you're regular civilians. Because guess what, man? It's like what's going on in Afghanistan. They have warlords. And these warlords run regions of the country. And that's one of the reasons why it's so difficult to break through over there. That could happen in America. We could have cults where these cults are armed and they control big pieces of the population. That's very possible.
All right, hearing about
Scientology could easily pull that off.
Here in about 5 minutes, I've got a call in.
Ari Shaffir is anti-Scientology, by the way. He just said it.
What? No.
He wants a career in show business. He knows. Got to kiss their ass.
Don't start the conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
People already think, millions of web pages.
They believe you're Bill Hicks.
That I am Bill Hicks.
Elvis?
I'm not Bill Hicks. I mean,
no, you're definitely not Bill Hicks.
But because I've worked with somebody that worked with him,
yeah,
and he had kind of a southern accent, it must be me.
You know, a huge compliment? Kevin Booth always says that you're funnier than Bill Hicks. You know that?
Well, I don't think I'm funnier than Bill Hicks.
Well, Bill Hicks said a lot of brilliant stuff, but you might be funnier than him. You're funny in a different way. Right?
I think you're definitely funnier than him.
Well, Ari, though he is one of my best friends and a great comic of his own, is not a fan of the Bill Hicks. He does not believe, this is Ari right there, Ari does not believe that the Bill Hicks was very funny.
No, not funny.
We got some really bad news here. NBC News, 7 dead, 12 injured in Fort Hood shooting. No word from military bases whether the victims are military or civilians. At least 7 people are dead and 12 wounded. That's the last place that nut drove into the Lubies and shot everybody, but nobody was allowed to be armed so he could do it.
So that's probably some soldier went crazy?
We'll try to get Susanna Hupp, Representative Susanna Hupp on tomorrow.
Anti-American person went in there?
Yeah, it was her dad and mom got killed there, and now she's a state rep. Let's get her on about this. The official would not give his name nor additional details. It was unknown whether victims or soldiers or civilians. You know, it'll probably end up being a soldier that's gone.
Isn't it kind of fascinating? I mean, let's say it's not a soldier. What if it was an attack? Isn't it kind of fascinating that it's a huge deal if someone gets attacked on this patch of dirt? But, like, how many different days go by where 10 soldiers die in Afghanistan and doesn't even make mainstream news? It's just like...
It's because it is rare to happen here. And because a lot of people are cowardly, it scares
them. Why is that? Why? Yeah, that's it. But why is it, you know, why is it more news if Americans die here? I mean, is it really more news? I mean, we make so light of the people that die in Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, it's really crazy. You know, like, one kid is missing, and it's front page news for days.
Weeks.
But soldiers can get shot up and killed 3-4 at a time, and it's just a tiny little story, and then we move on. I mean, that's very...
Well, they don't even allow the coffins to be seen now.
Yeah, like, well, they didn't for a while, but didn't Obama rescind that? Didn't he change that?
He allows select groups of coffins to be seen, and he's there.
I mean, the whole thing is so scary that they're blocking information. They censor information. If they're censoring photographs, they're censoring information. They don't want you to see the numbers. They don't want you to be affected by the numbers. That's scary stuff.
I agree, and I always say my heart goes out to those that have died. You know, the media is going to be saying about this incident, but our heart does go out to them.
It's just shocking how we just go with it. That's what's shocking to me. That was the most shocking thing about 9/11, was that, like, within a couple days, all these people were driving by with American flags all over their cars. And for a while, I was like, well, maybe this is good, you know, because I was like, you know, okay, look, people are going to feel good about America. We're going to rally together on this. You know, we've been attacked. But then part of me was like, wow, this is scary how quick it happened. I mean, these are the same dopes that had Lakers flags on their cars just a few months ago when the Lakers were winning. And now, you know,
it's like a inch deep, mile wide fad.
Yeah.
It's not a real commitment. It's
right, because the flags are gone now. Who has American flags hanging from their car? A few lone nuts. A few crazy dudes. Very few, but it's, you know, you don't like, back then, you would go into a parking lot, you would pull into a Walmart parking lot, and you would see 30, 40, 50 cars with American flags on them, and nobody touched those
flags.
No, you'd
see cars with giant full-size flags flapping.
Yeah, you did.
Around here, and guys are driving around with Al-Qaeda hunting licenses, going, yeah, I'm going to get me some Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, I saw a guy who had one of those in the t-shirt on, it said, Osama, yo mama.
Now, Joe, we've got a call in to 1360 in Dallas wants me to pop in, and Richard Hunter's the talk show host. We want to pop in and say hi to them because they wanted me to be on during a break and I couldn't do it.
Cool.
So we're going to say hi to them. But you're going to be with us 20 minutes into Overdrive today. It won't be on your AM and FM dial coming up in 20 minutes. It'll be at Infowars.com on the audio streams and PrisonPlanet.tv video streams and archives.
We have the documents.
We got to take advantage of you being here, Joe.
Well, I'm taking advantage of being here as well.
Joe, you are really fired up today.
I am fired up. You are too, Alex. We're going to go eat after this, right?
Don't say where.
Okay. Don't want any stalkers. Yeah,
please.
Don't worry.
Double stalkers, double yours stalkers and mine.
Yeah, that's right. They might come together. They might duke it out in the parking lot and leave us alone. Do you think my stalkers and your stalkers would like each other?
I have the type where a woman will get out in the parking lot and come up and say hi to me and then run around screaming that I've attacked her. I mean, I have that kind
of stuff. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have to really like. You know.
There's a lot of paranoid nuts out there, man.
Well, there's a lot of people think I've put chips in their brains.
You haven't? You haven't.
Well, the issue is, I cover real issues, right, and then there is all the crazies out there who think they're possessed by the Palladians or whatever.
What do you think about, like, that David Icke character? Because that's the reptilian dude. Right?
You know, I think he has 99% of his information. It's very important. He's a great speaker.
But then he goes reptilian on your ass. What's all that about? Does that guy work for the government? Is he a disinformation agent?
I don't think
he
so.
Goes all reptile?
I don't think so.
He really believes that people can transform.
Studying the satanic rituals of the elites and what they believe they are, there's a lot of nuts who believe they're vampires. They're not really vampires.
Right.
And so there are a lot of these elitists do believe that it's some weird stuff.
So is he on to something with the reptiles or no?
Joe, I only cover what I can prove and document, right, but we are on a planet hurtling through space.
Yes. I mean, really, when you think about what we do have on this planet, it wouldn't be that bizarre if people became lizards. You know? I mean, that's a lot less crazy than black holes or tornadoes.
Are we going to do this Dallas thing or I'm not going to do it?
Tornadoes are pretty crazy.
Okay. Okay, fine. No, I don't care. I just want to get it out of the way. Okay, let's get serious here for a moment. Did you see the New York Times last week where they just admitted that Muhammad Karzai's brothers, the head opium dealer, opium production's up over 12 times since we liberated it, and that our CIA is basically protecting the opium. I heard BBC 3 months ago admit that, but to have the government just going, yeah, we grow the opium, we're going to put you in prison if we catch you with it.
I did see that, and I found it incredibly fascinating how little it was talked about. Like, you know, like, again, let's bring up Watergate. Watergate was someone spying on someone. This is the United States government is paying the brother of the president of Afghanistan. The CIA is involved. They grow 93% of the world's heroin. The CIA has a long history of being accused of selling drugs. That, all that together is like, wow.
They've been caught
with a plane that crashed recently in Mexico at 4 tons of cocaine on it.
Pure cocaine, yeah, CIA aircraft.
Have been to Guantanamo Bay on at least one separate occasion. I think 2 occasions, right?
Yeah, well, it was flying people all over the world to torture sites.
Yeah, it was a CIA plane, and it had 4 tons of cocaine in it, and you hear nothing.
Pure cocaine coming from the source.
That's way crazier than Watergate. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we put it all into perspective. That is incredible.
Well, that's why they went after Nixon for a small thing that didn't touch other elites. That's why they went after Clinton for a woman in the White House, because that's a little corruption they can burn him for that doesn't affect all the other.
It's amazing how that works. It's
so incredible. What's your, I mean, how can we not decriminalize drugs when Europe's done it and it's made drug abuse go way down? We know prohibition of alcohol tripled alcoholism. No, we know the drugs are kept illegal because the big CIA banks are laundering the money.
Well, it's that too, and it's also that the politicians, I mean, that's like the big idea, you know, the giant version of it. The smaller version of it is that politicians get into office because they support these gigantic businesses that give them millions of dollars to fund their campaigns. You know, people that don't think that they're going to be in bed with these companies and that they're going to make decisions based on these companies, you're crazy. These guys are not going to give politicians millions and millions of dollars towards their campaigns if there's not something in it for them. And the something in it for them is they make things illegal that can interfere with their business. And natural things are the biggest one, because you can't put a patent on marijuana. So the idea is that if you made marijuana, marijuana legal. It would literally bankrupt the pharmaceutical industry because over 100 different things that we have pills for, you could just have pot for, and people could grow it in their backyard. That's the short answer. That's the much more likely scenario.
Absolutely. And the half a trillion dollars of opium money out of Afghanistan every year is laundered and leveraged up to $5 trillion. And so, of course, they can't decriminalize it because they are laundering the money.
Yeah.
And the only drug dealers they bust are the people who are cowboys and operate outside of the system. I just wonder how the police feel busting teenagers with drugs.
Cops are just doing their job. You know, that's the problem with cops is you have douchebags just like you have douchebags that work at Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know, there's just going to be a certain percentage of the population are going to be idiots. Like, there's a guy recently who arrested a 15-year-old girl for taking photographs of her vajayjay and sending them to all the boys in class. They arrested this young girl for child pornography. They brought her to jail. And because of public outrage, they had to drop the case, and they charged her with one count of possession of criminal tools.
No, they do that all the time. 16-year-old girls show their breasts and send it to their friends, and they might need to get in a little trouble from their parents, but certainly not arrested as a child pornographer.
Right. Well, it's those cops are dummies, you know, and it's like, you know, you're going to have that in all walks of life. You're going to have a certain...
I agree, but they're dummies with authority with a corrupt system that protects them.
Yes, absolutely, does protect them. Yeah, they protect each other as well, you know. So yeah, it's a terrible situation.
But
I don't know what the solution is.
Well, here's an article out of McClatchy Newspapers. They got the internal Goldman Sachs documents that Goldman Sachs, who headed up the private Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, they had their people in all the government positions, knowingly bet against the housing market while telling people to invest in it to implode the market. So is Dallas ready? Okay, good.
You know, have you ever read Matt Taibbi's articles about it?
Yeah, Matt Taibbi writes articles making fun of me for 9/11 Truth. Then he comes along and waters everything down on the Rolling Stone about the private Fed, and everybody worships him. But I'm glad he's coming around a little bit.
Well, I think that what he's saying about the financial institutions is pretty powerful, because what he does is he breaks it down in a way that the average person can understand it. Like me, I have no background in finance whatsoever. Barely paid attention in high school to mathematics. My attitude was that if there's a calculator and there's batteries, I don't need that. There's other things to think about. I'm like, I don't want to waste.
And you've done well in business, Joe.
I got lucky. No, I haven't. I've just done well in comedy, and other people have done well in business for me. But, you know, that guy breaks the whole situation down in a way that someone like me, who doesn't have a background in economics, can understand it. And it's incredibly corrupt, incredibly deep.
But that's what I mean. You talked about corruption evolves. It always gets worse.
Yeah, it's everywhere. I mean, that's really the evidence that we see in the financial market, the evidence that we see right now with, you know, the economy falling apart. All of this corruption is just a symptom of a much greater evil. It's not like this is corrupt, but then you get to world banking and government, and oh, that's not corrupt. That part's okay. No, the whole system is in bed together.
Yeah, how did this idea ever get started that you can charge the balloon dad with the balloon kid for conspiracy, as they're talking about doing last time I saw on the news? A conspiracy can exist there to hype a reality TV show. But big banks and elites that are in power, they never conspire together.
Well, where's the story about the 4 tons of cocaine? Where is that? Why is that not in the news? Why are they not talking about
it? It was in Reuters, but nowhere in U.S. media.
And they dropped it like that. See ya. Nothing. Zero.
Listen, reports. There was an AP report of an 18-wheeler in South Texas with more than 4 tons of pure cocaine. The state police busted it. The FBI showed up, took it, and said, "We're not telling you whose it is."
I believe it. You know, that whole, what was his name? Gary Webb, the guy who was involved, the Mena, Arkansas.
And they killed him.
Yeah, they killed that guy. That guy was flying cocaine back and forth from other countries to America for years.
Well, he reported on the guy they killed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bunch of guys they killed.
Yeah, and he was about to narc. They had him. He was on his way to the courthouse. He had George Bush's phone number in his pocket when he was assassinated. Hi.
Yeah, that was one of the pilots. And then Webb reported on that, so they killed him.
Yeah. Barry Seals, right? That was
Barry Seals.
Barry Seals, and then Webb as well.
No, I mean, they kill people that
Michael
talk about
Rupert
this.
Guy, you ever? What do you think about him? He's the guy that
I don't agree with his politics, but his info on CIA cocaine's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's all rock solid. That guy busted people. He busted people. Was told to let it go because the CIA was selling drugs. I mean, that's the big accusation, was that the CIA was.
Well, he had a CIA girlfriend who was sitting there guiding the aircraft in to New Orleans. As they were Yeah, yeah, that's the story he told, just all sorts of wild stuff.
It's all crazy. It's amazing how little attention gets paid to this and how much attention gets paid to Balloon Boy and all these other stupid distractions. I mean, gay marriage. You think that anybody in government really cares about gay marriage? I mean, is that really an issue? It's a giant distraction.
Well, they do have those political football issues that are never going to be resolved.
Yeah, they're beach balls. They just toss them out into the crowd for a big distraction. You know, like, the economy's imploding. Why are we at war? Why are we at war? Oh, gay marriage. Poof.
Oh, no, bird flu. Bird flu.
Whatever it is. Anything.
Swine flu.
Yeah. It's amazing how obvious it is. And that is also one of the reasons why drugs are illegal. One of the reasons why drugs are illegal isn't just the economic factor of it. It's the social implications of giving people things that change your consciousness, giving people something that resets your consciousness and allows.
Because the government wants a corner on that to use TV and culture to do the programming. And,
well,
they don't want you programming yourself.
And those don't.
And they want their Ritalin and their Prozac that they know is deadly.
They also know they don't bring you unique ideas. Those things make you sedate and they make you accept your situation and they make you calm. What the drugs that the government is more afraid of are the drugs that aren't. It's not like money drugs. Like, there's a lot of money to be made.
They're scared of hallucinogens.
How much money is there to be made in mushrooms? I mean, is there anybody got a mushroom?
No, because it can grow everywhere.
Yeah, but how come they have cocaine empires? And you ever watch like Cocaine Cowboys? And there's no mushroom empires. There's no.
That's because cocaine is geographically limited to one area. It's a perfect monopoly drug. So out of the thousands of drugs, it's cocaine and heroin the CIA controls that is all over our streets.
Yeah, that really probably is why it's so expensive. Because if you look at it, I mean, the making it illegal is what makes it valuable. Even though mushrooms are illegal, they don't sell for much. You know, nobody's making a lot of money off of mushrooms. That's kind of crazy when you think about it, because mushrooms are way more fun than most drugs. Why aren't they hugely popular?
Well, listen, it's okay for the government to shoot kids up with mercury, give them Ritalin and Prozac that eats holes in their brains and gives them heart palpitations, but don't talk about that devil mushroom on the show here. Joe Rogan's our guest. Stay with us.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is hand-picked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense Capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense Capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit OrderChews.com. That's Order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Why do you used to grow food in Kansas? Then it went abroad on the moon and eat it raw.
That's Bob Dylan bringing us in. Sundown on the Union. Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com. Joe Rogan in studio, JoeRogan.net.
That's a good goddamn Bob Dylan song. How do I get that? Do I get that off the iTunes?
Please don't use the Lord's name in vain.
Oh, sorry. G-damn. What is the name of that song?
It's Sundown on the Union.
Sundown on the Union. I like it. How prophetic that Dylan felt.
Okay, we're here at the end of the show. We're going to do 20 minutes overdrive. Joe Rogan, I really appreciate being here. JoeRogan.net, a wild guy, a patriot, host of the UFC, and so much more.
Patriot, bitches.
And he's going to be at the... you were like wild today. What is going on? You usually said
nothing. Come on.
All right. We got 3-4 minutes left in the show. I want to end it.
New World Order.
I want to end it with AM 1360's Richard Hunter, KMNY, so we can do a quick talk with him so he can air it there locally in drive time and get people calling in about the discussion. Good to have you here, Richard.
Hey, Alex. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Okay. I know this is for your show.
Yeah,
so just go ahead and...
Man. I want to ask you guys about swine flu shots because we've got a line around the block here in Dallas to get them. Should I go get in line?
The CFR audio just got released a few days ago where the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, is internally talking a month ago about people don't want it. How do we do it? Will we release limited amounts and then hype it up that it's only in certain places so the few idiots that want it all run down there to get it, and it creates artificial scarcity, like toy companies have been caught staging those Christmas toy riots with local news media that's in on it, and then they can make $1 billion off the, you know, turbo doll or whatever it is.
Everybody wants it, and then everybody goes. Yeah.
Yeah, so false artificial scarcity is what's being created. Plus, it's all over the news that they're forcing school children to take it all over the country. And when they get caught, they say, oops, it was an accident. So the truth is, more than 60% of U.S. doctors, German doctors, British doctors are refusing to take it. Nurses in New York sued so they wouldn't have to take it. This stuff is dangerous. There's all sorts of autoimmune problems. The insert admits it has mercury. It can cause Guillain-Barré disorder. It can cause autoimmune disorders. It can cause sterilization. Joe Rogan, host of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC, what's your take on the vaccines?
Well, there's certainly a lot of money involved in vaccines, and you have to look at that. And anybody who doesn't look at that is a fool. There is a lot of money to be made vaccinating all these people. We're talking about billions of dollars nationwide. And my friend Steve is a doctor, and my friend, you know, whenever there's any issue in the news, I call him up. I've known him for like 20 years. And I said, what is the deal with the swine flu? And he said, here's the deal. There was an issue going on in Mexico. The media jumped on it. The media said, look, there's a new flu in Mexico. It's very dangerous. And only a few people had died from it. In comparison to regular flu, it was very minuscule, in fact, like the deaths, the fatalities. So he said what happens is the government sees that the media is following this stuff, and they say, well, we have to cover our ass now. So the government starts covering their ass and preparing people for the swine flu. And then the media says, well, look what the government's doing. And then it gets even crazier. And then, of course, the companies that make these inoculations, they come in like crazy, gangbusters.
Joe, you're right that is part of what happened, but the companies were already making this same H1N1 a year ago before this happened. And I covered in January on air that there was going to be a stage flu run because they were training for martial law drills all over the country. The good news is the public hasn't bought it, so they're having to pull back. Though Obama did declare his emergency, we document what's really going on in Fall of the Republic at InfoWars.com. But I want to thank AM 1360 for having us on. Richard, good to be with you.
Thanks, Alex. See you, Joe.
Thanks, man.
There goes Joe Rogan.
That guy was on for 3 seconds. He said 4 words. We beat him down.
No. He wanted to interview me. During the breaks,
no, but you
during the breaks,
Adam.
During the breaks, I do a lot of radio interviews, just like you do. I mean, I bet you do interviews every week, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So you think that this is all a scheme?
I know it is.
Used to.
Yo, I have the documents. Back in 1 minute, commercial-free, 20 minutes in overdrive. Only at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Back live tomorrow for full transmission, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Stay with us in overdrive with Joe Rogan.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.